The sound of silence in my house is driving me nuts. The sound of the popping floor with the heat, because it's cold. It's gonna only be in the 20s when I get up at 4:30 in the morning. And what time is it? It's 11:30. I was told once that I have to listen to music. I have to have the TV going because my spirit is restless, and that I can't stand the sound of my own thoughts in my head. Because my beloved, he likes quiet. He doesn't like the radio on. Because I have a radio in the bathroom. Have one in the kitchen. Have one in the laundry room. Have one in my office. I don't have one in the bedroom like I used to. I have a TV. I went against the rules. Of no electronics in the bedroom. But I couldn't stand it. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't. I just had to have the noise. And I realize I've always known it. I just don't like to admit it all the time. Is that if I were single, I wouldn't be a good person. And I remember when I was single, recently divorced, but I had little children to help me keep straight, I guess, because I just would need someone to help me relax, I guess, and just be there until I fell asleep. And then it was kind of like, okay, go away. Or I would go over to their house. But I always made it a rule to be out of the door, out of the house before the sun came up. I don't know, like I would turn into a vampire or something. But yeah, the sound of silence and the thoughts in my head and what I see when I close my eyes scares the shit out of me. Maybe it is guilty feelings. I don't know. And you know, when you're a little kid, you have to be in the middle of the bed. And you have to, you know, be on your back and you're all tucked in under the blankets. Oh, man. I thought about turning the TV back on and just have it on mute or really low because, I just can't. But then what do you have it on? Well, I could have it on the news, I guess. I was tired, though. I was sleepy. You know, I've done this before, where I've gone days, nights without sleeping. And then I crash. Well, no, even when I went on holiday, I was going nonstop until we got to, I think, Portsmouth. No? I think there was one day. Yeah, it had to have been Portsmouth, where I actually slept really, really good. You know, where you're, I guess, what is that? You're hyper vigilant? No, well, you're not, you don't really sleep. You're just kind of like dozing, you know. I'm texting my friend and I told him and he's like, well, they're not true. Tell them or it to go away and it will. Yeah, easier said than done. Anyway, thanks to Raquel for playing Celia Cruz, because I was listening to that. And I'm like, yeah, I shouldn't be listening to that, because that's just making me, you know, like, move around in the bed, you know, where you're like not doing the chair dance.